This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been dealing with some heavy issues in our study of Malachi 2 by looking at things we should avoid. In our last visit, we focused on the issue of divorce, breaking faith with the wife of our youth, or breaking the marriage covenant. I won't get into the biblical grounds for God allowing divorce in certain cases, but I will say this: I don't believe God ever encourages divorce. He does allow it. But as Malachi wrote in 2:16, "I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel." Why? Because of the devastating effect it has on so many. It hurts relationships, leaving scars for life. It opens up options for further compromises that otherwise would not be considered. And when it happens in the life of a leader, it lowers the standard in the minds of onlookers, especially the young. The sad commentary that substantiates what the prophet declared is what we have seen in our own culture. There have been far too many religious leaders who have taken the step of divorce. It is hard for them or any other leader to challenge the church at large to avoid divorce when leaders have broken their covenant of faith in their marriage vows. The watching world looks on and wonders what is so different in the lives of those who profess faith in Jesus Christ. Statistics on divorce within the church are essentially the same as in the world. Shame on us. We need to challenge our young adults to take their marriage vows seriously so they will guard their spirit and not break faith. Verse 16. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.